Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Oh, I believe that Jesus turned the water into wine. Oh, absolutely. Three cheers, three rah. Certainly I believe that miracle. But you believe that God today can bring fire in your marriage when the fire's gone out? You believe that? You believe today when you are struggling with something that keeps pushing you down and beating you up, can God come today and perform a miracle and change everything in your life and my life? You see, we like the God of history, but we have trouble believing the God of present.
The truth is, only God can tell you who you really are. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young shares his message, God Is, to help you see how the eternal God of the universe has a special calling just for you. So stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in, you'll want to hear about an exciting offering this month during the Easter season. It's Dr. Young's four-message series, Famous Last Words. These teachings take you to the foot of the cross for the last moments of Jesus' life so you can hear his final words of comfort and truth. This powerful series offers you peace and hope for every season straight from Christ's lips right to your heart. We want to send you Famous Last Words as thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue to reach people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, God Is.
I'm going to read chapter 3, verse 2, but our scripture is Exodus 3, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 17. I'll not read all of it, but we will study it biblically as we move through the topic of the day. I'm going to read only the second verse of this third chapter of Exodus. The angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush. And Moses looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, and yet the bush was not consumed. Let's prepare for worship and the teaching of his word. Our Heavenly Father, we come in church sometimes casually as a ritual, as just something we do. Others come with great need and expectation. Others come out of drudgery. But Lord, we are all here. Awaken us, quicken us. May our ears be attentive. May our eyes be open to your truth. May our minds be fixed on the Lord God Almighty. And Lord, may we see thee not only as way above, but right here with us as we worship. Speak, Father, dear Lord, through the power of your word, directed by the Holy Spirit. Let me get out of the way because I've got absolutely nothing to say. Is our prayer made in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. A child's question. Who made God? Isn't that a question children ask? I can remember, I don't know exactly when or how old I was, but I can remember asking that question. Who made God? Anybody else remember asking that question? Would you lift your hand? Yeah. It's a question a child asks. But what if I went out and just sort of drew your number and say, by the way, it's a child's question. Would you give me the answer to the question? Would you answer me, who made God? How would you do? It's a child's question, but it's a profound question asked by philosophers and theologians and students, asked by people who think long thoughts after God. Who made God? It's hard to explain that to a child. It's hard for us to understand it. How do you explain the uncaused cause? How do you explain the holy other? How do you explain that he is? How do you explain that the name we're studying today for God, Yahweh, it isn't even pronounced by the Jews. When they're reading the scripture, they come to the name of Yahweh, and it's mentioned 6,823 times in the Bible. That's pretty big, isn't it? 6,823 times, one name, Yahweh. And you know how it's spelled in the Hebrew? It's spelled just W-H-W-H. Would anyone like to pronounce that for me? I don't know how you would say it. But they went and stole two vowels from the name for God, for Lord Adonai, and now it's spelled Yahweh, Y-A-H, what, E-H, Yahweh. And it means the God who is. Let me explain it in this way. Yahweh is God's, we would say, surname. It's God's family name. It is God's name. Name. It is the name that he most often goes by. You don't read in the Bible, thus saith Elohim. Remember, that's the word for creator. It's thus saith the Lord. It can be Jehovah. It is Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, he who is. And therefore, to understand this clearly, the other names for God, some of which we've looked at, we'll look at a couple of more, they are just descriptive names of God's nature and character because his name is Yahweh, and the other names for God just tell us more about, reveal more about that Yahweh who is. Let me illustrate that. I could for many passages, but if you take your Bible, turn back to Genesis, everybody can find Genesis. Chapter number 2, you see exactly what I'm talking about. Genesis 2, verse number 4. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord, that's our word, Yahweh, God, Elohim, we've already looked at that, creator, the Lord, Yahweh, Elohim, made earth and heaven. What am I saying? Understand it. Unfortunately, you're going to have to think a little bit today. I apologize to some. But Yahweh is the family, my family name, Young. And the other names for God, some of which we've studied, some of which we will, are descriptive names to understand his nature and his character. So we ask the question, what's in a name? In Lord of the Rings, there is a character there by the name of Treebeard. I think that's it. And Treebeard, paraphrasing, says, when you say Treebeard, he said, that's my name, and it has a lot of story behind it because I've lived a long time. What is Tolkien saying? He is saying when you speak a name, it's not just a name, a nomenclature for something. When you speak a name and you know something about the person behind that name, there is a whole history with that name. You follow me? People say, well, I just want to use your name. Oh, no, 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 no. Where my name goes, I go with it. And we see this illustrated all the time in life. For example, I say the name John F. Kennedy. Well, that's just a name. Oh, no, it's not just a name because we have the history of a man, we know something about him. Ronald Reagan, we have the history of a man, we know something about him. You say any name that we recognize, that's not just a name. All of that that we know about and we understand and we believe about that person carries with it. So when you say Yahweh, it carries with it. That is the central name of Almighty God.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But before we jump back in, Christ's final moments on earth were filled with powerful words that offer you peace and hope in every season. And Dr. Young wants to help you explore those dynamic moments on the cross by sending you his four-message series, Famous Last Words. This special Easter resource is our way to thank you for your support to help The Winning Walk continue to encourage people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your own copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255, or text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a look at the teaching coming up after the break.
God has planned every life from conception all the way to this moment in which you live in this hour.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, God Is.
To best understand this, this is expounded on really for the first time extensively in the Bible. It is found, we go back to the book of Exodus, in the third chapter. It's the call of Moses. And we look at the call through Exodus 3, all the way through verse 10. Now, most of us are familiar with Moses. Let me give you a brief bang, bang, bang synopsis of his life. Born a Jew in Egypt, child of slaves, Pharaoh said, kill all the males because the Jews are getting too strong. Throw them in the Nile River. They threw Moses in, but they put him in a little boat. And that boat hung up in the bulrushes, and Moses was crying. Pharaoh's daughter was taking a bath in the Nile. She heard him, went there, adopted the child, and by chance, some would say, selected Moses' real mother to be the nanny and to bring up the child and to care for the child. So here is Moses, had the best of both worlds, taught monotheism at the knee of his mother, as every Hebrew would have been taught. At the same time, he was educated in the best schools in the world in that day, in the culture of Egypt. And in the process, for 40 years, he was somebody in the classical outline of the life of Moses. He was somebody. At the end of 40 years of age, he was a publisher. He was a statesman. He was a scholar, he was a military leader, and he was still a Hebrew. And some have guessed and speculated that perhaps he would have been in line to be Pharaoh of the land of Egypt. But in just a moment of anger and a moment of some kind of righteous indignation, he killed an Egyptian who was harming a Hebrew unfairly, he felt. He buried the Egyptian thinking nobody would find out about it, but he didn't do a good job because the Egyptian's toes stuck up through the sand. And the Jews found out and sort of chastised him about it and said, are you going to kill us when you don't agree with us like you did that Egyptian? He didn't know anybody knew. Pharaoh found out and said, we're going to kill Moses. And Moses ran for his life. He was somebody for 40 years. He ran all the way to Midian. By the way, that's the Sinai Peninsula. I wonder if anybody here has been on the Sinai Peninsula beside me. Anybody been there? Wallace, you been to the Sinai Peninsula? Anybody else? Yeah. There's nothing there, is it? It's just, what, a lot of dirt-like sand and big granite mountains sticking up once in a while? If you want to go to the backside of nowhere, go to the Sinai Peninsula where Mount Sinai is. It's called Horeb in the scripture here. And that's where Moses went. And for 40 years, he was a nobody in Sinai. I mean, he just wandered around all of Sinai shepherding sheep. And then we have the experience I read about in the scripture. He saw fire that was being burned, a bush that was being burned that did not go out, and he went to see. That is what he saw, and then what did he do? He took off his shoes at God's instructions. You don't just barge into the presence of the living God. No, no, you can't have any dirt. It's a symbol of humility. He took off his shoes, and the Bible says he buried his face. That's the attitude before the living God, the God of fire, the God Yahweh. And then what did he hear? He heard a good word. God says, guess what, Moses? I've heard the cry of the slaves there in Egypt, and I'm going to get them out, and I'm going to take them to a land that is plentiful, that is flowing with health and prosperity. And Moses must have said, yes, yes, that was a dream I had 40 years ago for my people. And then here is the stinger. And this is just the verse, the words that shocked Moses. And then God says, after God says, I'm going to deliver the people, then here is what God says. Therefore, talking to Moses, come now, and I will send you, Moses, to Pharaoh so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. Wait a minute. This is the call of Moses. Ladies and gentlemen, where you are, where I am right now in this world, God has a call for your life. Now, there are some babies that are born that are surprised to their parents, I've heard. But I can tell you, there's never been a baby born, conceived, that was surprised to God. God has planned every life from conception all the way to this moment in which you live in this hour. He has a call upon your life. Well, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm this, I'm that. Oh, no, no, no. Everything in this world, everything that's animate and inanimate, anything in the created order has a divine purpose. Everything and everybody. So there's a call of God upon every single life. Now, that call is not a cookie cutter call. In other words, God calls people uniquely. We're all unique. His call upon your life, his call upon my life will be different because we're different. Don't go too fast for anybody. So these who try to take the call of Isaiah and say, that's how God calls, or the call of Moses and say, that's how God calls, there are some distinctiveness and some absolutes in there. But it's not all the same. And by the way, let me take a little parenthetical thought here. When somebody says, God can't use someone unless they're totally committed to him. How many times you've heard that if you've been around church? The only thing wrong with that, it's a lie. God's used you and used me, and the last time I checked, we're not 100%, are we? God used Moses, and he never became 100%. So, no charge for that. The call, and this call from God came on Moses, and he was shocked. It was like Gomer Pyle. Surprise, surprise, surprise. You know, God is going to call me, and the first thing Moses said, he says, I'm a nobody. I'm a washout. I'm depressed. I'm burned out.
Today's message, God Is, by Dr. Ed Young, will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you how to get your copy of Dr. Young's special Easter resource, his four-message series, Famous Last Words. The last words Christ spoke while he hung on the cross hold comfort and truth for your life today. And we want to help you hear them clearly by sending you this powerful series as thanks for your donation. Your support is vital to helping The Winning Walk continue to encourage people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now and get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Well, before we wrap up today's program, Dr. Young is here to share more proven truth about God's sacred name, Yahweh. Dr. Young, when God called Moses to serve him, he introduced himself as Yahweh, the God who is. What does this teach us about God's call on each of us, and what would you say to someone who's struggling to respond faithfully to God's call in their own life?
Well, first of all, once again, go back to who God is. He says, I am that I am. You have the burning bush. Moses is walking by. He sees a bush that is burning, that is not consumed. And the voice comes and says, take off your shoes, Moses. You're on holy ground. And Moses took off his shoes and he asked, well, with whom am I dealing? In that day when you had a pluralistic understanding of gods, by the way, like we do today, he said, who is this? And God says, I am that I am. What does that mean? It means literally he is saying, I am ha. I am breath. I am life. And so when we realize that God is indeed ha, breath, the source of all life and everlasting life, how then easy it is to understand and seek to get into a relationship with him. By the way, you don't find God. I hear people, I found God, Pastor. And I want to say, no, you didn't. You thought you did. God's been looking for you in every nook and every corner and every experience and all those burning bushes you walked by when you didn't recognize him. Thank God he has come and spoken to you, and now you know him. And I assure you that he knows you, and you're in the greatest family forever, God's family, because you're in relationship with I am. Remember Jesus and all of his I am words, I am the bread of life, I am, I am. This goes back to Moses identifying himself truly as unique Son of God.
Very helpful. Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we'd like to help you further by sending you a copy of Dr. Young's four-message series, Famous Last Words. Dr. Young wants to point you toward the peace and hope Christ shared in his last words on the cross. And in this powerful series, you'll dig deep into those final moments to hear the comfort and truth Jesus has for you. Famous Last Words is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today for The Winning Walk. Join us again tomorrow as Dr. Young shares more proven truth to help you really understand God's character.
Winning Walk is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and financial support enable us to bring proven truth to listeners around the world. Write us at Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77353. That's Winning Walk, Box 3366. Houston, Texas, 77353.